Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
These are exciting days, wonderful things that our Lord has done. We're going to be talking today about a prophecy, a prophetic dream the Lord gave me about 60 days for an attack on a particular nation and what was going to be taking place. And just because tragedies may happen or somebody may come against you, it doesn't mean you won't be successful and you won't be victorious. God has got some good things in store. This is a breakthrough year. But first, we're going to go right to Washington, D.C. and join President Donald Trump for the weekly address. Let's go there now.
My fellow Americans, this week I traveled to Nashville, Tennessee to lay a wreath at the grave of Andrew Jackson on the 250th anniversary of his birth. Jackson was an American hero, first as a brilliant general whose crushing defeat of the British at New Orleans saved our independence in the War of 1812, and later as the 7th President of the United States, when he fought to defend the forgotten men and women from the arrogant elite of his day. Does it sound familiar? The memory of his leadership lives on in our people, and his spirit points us to a better future. This week, I also traveled to the Willow Run plant in Michigan. At that facility during the Second World War, the Ford Motor Company built not cars, but entire airplanes. At one point, workers there produced a complete B-24 Liberator every single hour. Hard to believe. Today on that site is a new facility where the cutting-edge cars of the future will be tested. And this week, the old plant was filled once again with thousands of workers and engineers. I was there to share the good news for the American auto industry. We announced we'll be reversing an 11th-hour executive action from the previous administration that was threatening thousands of auto jobs in Michigan and across America. And I mean threatening. It was very, very sad to see. In fact, we are setting up a task force in every federal agency to identify any unnecessary regulation that is hurting American businesses and American jobs. The first two job reports of my administration show that we've already added nearly 500,000 new jobs. The days of economic surrender for the United States are over. For too long, special interests have made money shipping jobs overseas. We need a new economic model. Let's call it the American model. Under this model, we will lower the burden on American business, but in exchange, they must hire and grow America and American jobs. This will be a win-win for our companies and for our workers. Let's buy American and hire American. Let's create jobs in America. Let's imagine new industries. And let's build a beautiful future together. Among the workers building B-24 bombers at the Willow Run plant during World War II was one tough lady. You might have heard her. They called her Rosie the Riveter. And when Rosie's country called her, she answered the call. Rosie was famous for her toughness and her strength and for the words that were emblazoned above her famous image. It said very simply, we can do it. If Americans unite and find again within our nation the soul of Rosie and the spirit of Jackson, I have no doubt that we can do it and do it like never before. Thank you. Enjoy your week.
This is so exciting as we look back on history. I think about when he talks about Rosie the Riveter, my grandmother, which was probably about this tall, she welded ships in Mississippi and in Mobile during the war. And, you know, women went to work because the men were out there fighting the battle at that particular time. And so Rosie the Riveter was literally Sally Bain. My grandmother was one of those ladies that went to work to keep our country safe. And we're coming into a day and age, it looks like we're all going to have to participate. We're all going to have to fight the good fight to be able to maintain our country.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.